WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something that feels more like a warm hug than a philosophy, the art of gratitude practice. Ever find yourself drowning in the daily grind? Stuck in a loop of what's missing instead of appreciating what's already there? You know that feeling, right? Well, buckle up because gratitude isn't just some hippy-dippy buzzword. It's a powerful tool to unlock happiness, resilience, and yeah, even a little bit of inner peace. Now, I'm not talking about plastering, be grateful, signs all over your apartment, though that could be fun. This is about weaving gratitude into the fabric of your everyday life. Think of it like leveling up your emotional intelligence, recognizing and savoring the good stuff, even amidst the chaos. First things first, gratitude shifts your perspective. It's like flipping a mental switch from what I don't have to what I do. Seriously, ever notice how complaining feels temporary, but gratitude lingers? It's that little spark of joy that fuels our motivation and resilience. Remember those moments when you felt genuinely grateful, maybe for a delicious meal, a helping hand, or even just a stunning sunset? Those moments are gold, my friends. They remind us that life is full of beauty, even in the everyday stuff. Second, gratitude is contagious. When we express appreciation to others, it creates a ripple effect of positivity. Think about it. Saying, thank you, doesn't just make the other person feel good, it elevates your own mood too. It's like a mini happiness exchange program, win-win. So next time someone holds the door open for you, or makes you laugh with their terrible jokes, we all have those. Take a moment to say, thank you. It takes less than 5 seconds but can change your entire outlook. Third, gratitude is a superpower against stress. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with demands and expectations. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and lose sight of what truly matters. But here's the thing. When we cultivate gratitude, we focus on the good, not the bad. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state, reminding yourself that you have things worth being thankful for. Fourth, gratitude is a gateway to self-compassion. Let's face it, we all mess up sometimes. But when we practice gratitude for ourselves, for our strengths, our resilience, even our ability to learn from mistakes, it breeds kindness and acceptance. It's like giving yourself a warm hug after a tough day. And trust me, self-compassion is the ultimate recipe for inner peace. Lastly, remember that gratitude is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others. But even on those rough days, there's always something to be grateful for. Maybe it's a supportive friend, a cozy blanket, or simply the fact that you woke up this morning. The key is to keep practicing, to make gratitude a habit, and to notice the little things that bring joy into your life. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and everything in between. She's constantly stressed, running late, and feeling overwhelmed. Sound familiar? One day, her daughter, Lily, hands her a drawing of a stick figure family with brightly colored hearts around them. Sarah feels a pang of love for this little human who sees the beauty in everyday moments. She takes a deep breath, smiles at Lily, and genuinely thanks her for the drawing. That simple act of gratitude shifts something within Sarah. It reminds her to appreciate the little things. Lily's unconditional love, the warmth of her home, even the sound of her own laughter. Suddenly, the world doesn't seem so overwhelming anymore. So, my friends, what's one thing you can be grateful for right now? Maybe it's your morning coffee, a friendly text from a loved one, or just the chance to start a new day. Take a moment to savor it. Feel that warmth spread through you. That, my friends, is the power of gratitude. Remember, happiness isn't something we chase, it's something we cultivate. And gratitude is the seed that grows into joy. So go out there, practice your gratitude muscle, and watch your world transform. Until next time, keep shining. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a dose of positivity and leave a review if you enjoyed it. Let's spread the love of gratitude together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.